This is your weekly dose of fat for Friday, August 8th, 2014, show number 16. From the Fat Bike Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the place with more gnomes per capita than the average city, it's Fat Bike Radio with your host, Sven and Gomez. Gomez noticed that 8 plus 8 equals 16.
We're like at a numerological juxtaposition. My name is Gomez. I like fat bikes.
My name is Gomez. I'm a nomez. You got Sven here, and also in the studio is J.K. Liven. He's actually an active participant.
Hey! Hello, everyone.
You know, every week, our friends at Surly sponsor this show, and we'd like to give them a shout-out and ask that you go ahead and check out SurlyBikes.com.
Indeed. Surly. They're my friends.
They make some really cool clothing and some really cool bikes, and they're just good people all around.
Yeah, I ride a cross check and
you don't just ride fat bikes, man. Clampus.
Everybody should be issued Surly cross check at the age of like whenever they can get over the top two. If you can pedal it, then here's your bike.
What's the smallest one they make? Like a 46 or something? They make some really small frames, so yeah, you could probably find one that fits your belt. And tiny figure.
Yeah, you just ride that everywhere. And then in the wintertime, then you're gonna need a fat bike. And now there's a kid's fat bike, like Brady Bikes.
And Surly's one of the 72 makers of fat bikes that's currently available.
Right. Sorry, I mentioned the other bike company in the middle of the Surly ad. Whoopsie.
Hey, you know, they're just.
We're Switzerland, though.
They're just the kind of guys that would forgive us, though, so that's good. You know, we do a beer segment at the beginning of the show. Normally we got Colin Ford in here. We're practicing now for losing Colin because he's actually going to be moving to Denver. You can smash that on the floor. Freshly waxed.
Give it a roll.
Well, Colin decided that it was more important to go ahead and head up to Single Speed USA in the company of Chad and Dave, our friend Puck. I don't know if he's going to make it unscathed. But we took the task of... beer procurement and put it on J.K. Liven, and he came up with?
I came up with Grain Belt Premium from Fine Minnesota.
That is an awesome beer. Thanks for opening that one for me, sir. This, I believe, is one of Spinner's favorites. We used to drink this at Under the Bridge in Decorah regularly.
I'll do my Colin impression. This beer is an American light lager.
Well,
comes
I'm just
from France. No way. Minnesota.
I'm not well versed, so I'm just going to read the label myself because it just says the friendly beer all over it.
Kind of says everything about the beer. It's pretty friendly and drinkable. This is one of those things you could do ragbri on and do 30 of these in a day and not feel real bad at the end of the day.
It's the kind of beer that sends you a nice postcard on Arbor Day.
So we're going to just take a second here, and...
Yeah.
Cheers, Gomez.
My practice beer was quite burpy. So I wonder if this one's going to be just as fizzy.
I don't know. Maybe it got dumbed down a little bit in the warming. This is one of those beers, frankly, I think you want to drink this as cold as possible. I'm a big fan of very cold, very cheap beer.
I'll drink this all day long.
Hey, look, I'm double fisting.
On your mama's back porch.
If I can track down these in cans, I'll be very happy about its transportability. While
it makes it much easier to carry on the bike when you're rolling down the hill, bruising your ribs and all. You want a beer that's in a can.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. Second beer just as burpy as the first, but magically delicious.
All right. Next up on the show, we've got Neil Flock from Cycle Monkey out in Berkeley, California. These guys do a lot of roll-off belt drive bikes, and he's going to talk to us about fat roll-off belted bikes.
You're tuned
tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
This is Greg Mattis from Fat Bat Bikes in Anchorage, and I'm with Stephen Gomez with Fat Bike Radio. If you're looking to breathe some new life into your relationship, pick up one of our new Carson Corvettes. We guarantee you've never ridden anything like it.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the show. We've got Neil Block on the line from Cycle Monkey out in Berkeley, California. I know there's a lot of monkeys in Berkeley, California. How did Cycle Monkey get going out there, Neil?
What's that?
How did Cycle Monkey get started in Berkeley?
So I moved out here from Colorado and was working at a shop that was outsourcing suspension service. All the shops I had were familiar with in Colorado did that in-house, so we were having issues with lead times, and I started taking the shocks home and working on them at the garage. Then added wheel building, because the shop was like to push the pre-built wheel systems. I preferred hand-built wheels, and they held up better in my experience. Eventually, we started distributing some products, mainly the roll-off speed hubs, which is the internal gear hub with 14 speeds.
And I know them and love them well.
What's that?
I said I know roll-offs and love them well.
Yeah, it's a great drivetrain. I'm coming up on 11 years of pedaling bikes with those hubs, and I've seen all sorts of terrain and scenery and had awesome rides along the way.
Hey, Neil, this is Gomez. I have a question.
Hi, Gomez.
How did Cycle Monkey become the U.S. service center for the German company Roloff? How did that all transpire?
So there used to be a small U.S. office to Roloff that was actually based in Berkeley, and I was working there for a little while from beginning of 2007 through summer of 2009. That ended up closing, and I was doing all the tech support and a lot of sales for the Roloff stuff. So when that office closed, Roloff still was interested in having me be involved with taking care of the product in the U.S. So that's really how Cycle Monkey picked up both the service center designation as well as the distribution.
Well, sounds like you are the man in America for Roloff internally geared hubs.
Yeah, pretty much. I've got some guys on staff that I've kind of know quite a bit about the hubs now as well. But Cycle Monkey as a whole is the place that everybody comes to get information on the hubs and buy them, get them fixed, get replacement parts, yeah, and anything you need related to the roll-off system.
Well, we follow your blog pretty regularly, and you guys put up a bunch of stories about fat bikes that have been converted to roll-offs, and you know, we've had a bunch of fat bikes through here with internally geared hubs too, and I'll tell you, I don't think there's not a better internally geared hub for a fat bike than a roll-off. What are you seeing with your people who are asking for them on fat bikes?
So the hub works great on a fat bike. You know, the worse the riding conditions, I think the more that hub shines, because it's, you know, you don't have these shifting parts that are exposed to the elements and getting fouled by the elements. Also, if you're taking your fat bike and heading out on an expedition, self-supported adventure somewhere where you're quite away at your many support, if something goes wrong, the speed hub gives you that confidence in your drivetrain that you're going to be able to finish your adventure reliably. You have people running them, obviously in the snow, like where fat bike started, but then also people that are running them in sand and like mucky rainforest type conditions. I get a few customers that have called me and said, you know, it's springtime, the snow is melting, the local trails are flooded, and I just spent an hour riding through a river that's on top of my normal trail ride. Should I be concerned about my hub? And I'm like, well, you probably want to crack it open and make sure no water got in there just to be safe. But I always like those types of stories. It's totally, you know, I think that's a really great test of the roll-off hub. It goes through that type of submersion ride and comes out unscathed. So, yeah, we've done the conversions on lots of different bikes that have gone out on various adventures, also shipped out wheels or just hubs that somebody else builds into the wheel that go on these bikes, and the stories we get back are pretty cool.
Very good. I know when we talked on the phone the other day setting this up, we talked about your first experience with a roll-off fat bike from a well-known U.S. titanium frame manufacturer. What are you riding these days for your fat or plus bike adventure?
So the fattest bike I have right now is roll-off quick Krampus. We got a belt drive tube splitter installed, and it's got a suspension fork and a dropper post. I am predominantly a mountain bike trail rider, and the 3-inch tire on that 29 plus platform is great for traction, especially when you're in a softer surface. My previous experience on the fat bike was similar, you know, with the improved traction. I always missed the suspension fork, though. This was 4 or 5 years ago. The Bluto certainly wasn't out, and that upside down fork that you see with various brand decals on it also wasn't out. So the big tires worked great for the small to maybe medium stuff, but when it starts, I'd forget and start pushing the bike hard and then smash into a rock or drop off something, and it would clearly remind me it was rigid.
You've got some different trail conditions out there than we do here in the Midwest, that's for sure. There's a lot of big hit stuff out that way.
Yeah, and lots of vertical change, and coming from Colorado, that's what I love. You know, the hour plus climbs that give you a good 20, 30 minute descent, and we also don't get snow, so I had my other fat bike once out around Vail, Colorado. I did one snow ride and foolishly went on a what I would consider a normal trail ride, and found myself flying on my side more times than I'd like to, because I'd push it into a corner thinking I'm on a fat bike, it should dig right in, and fresh snow doesn't have any grip.
Yeah, vertical is fun, isn't it?
It started sliding.
It's great to have you on the show. Thanks very much, Neil. We'll talk to you again.
Sure, thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you at Interbike. I know that you had said that you'll have a couple bikes there that we can check out. And maybe before we leave, you could give us just a little rundown on those that you're going to have out there.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have a couple of cool bikes there. If you're not familiar with Reeve, they're fairly new company out of the Denver area, offshoot of Oscar Blues Brewery. They make steel bikes with true temper tubing.
Yeah, we had Tim on the show. It's a great company for sure. We had those guys on the show.
Oh, great. So they've got a new model coming out, 170 spacing, belt drive compatible around. We'll have one built up with Roloff's new XL fat bike version of the Speed Hub. We'll also have a new 29 plus bike coming from Ventana. If you've seen their El Gordo fat bike, it'll look very similar to that, but it'll have a 135 spacing on the back and a standard 73 millimeter bottom bracket shell. So
yeah, we tested the El Gordo fat bike for 2 months earlier this spring.
Yeah, that was a good bike. I would expect that this 29 plus one will be a good one too. Is the one that you're going to have at the show, I mean, it's Roloff equipped there as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Roloff belt drive. We'll set the 29 plus up as a trail bike with suspension and dropper post, and we'll set the Reeve up as a more touring off-road adventure type bike with a rigid fork and probably some bags to, you know, the expedition type setup.
Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there, and we'll talk to you in about a month. Thanks, Neil.
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me. Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Beanbag chairs, lava lamps, pintos. Those things and more on Fat Bike Radio with Gomez and Sven.
Next up on the show, we've got your weekly dose with information from around the interwebs.
Weekly dose, dose, dose.
Well, first up, our friend Joe Boo is one of the most prolific writers, along with our friend down the list, Bruce from the coast in Scotland. He had several stories this week again. He did a 75-mile ride on the Mesabi Trail Tour with a bunch of fat bike friends. You can see some pictures from that in a link that we're going to have in the show notes. And then he just spends a bunch of time with his small kids on fat bikes. And it's got to be one of the coolest things I've seen is a dad and his kids on fat bikes.
Yeah.
We'll have.
Yeah. Where is he from?
Iron Range, right, up there, so in Minnesota. Where? Buy our beer is coming from.
That's so. Right. Show number 16 is brought to you by
the Belches.
The Belches of Sky Blue Waters, Minnesota, the land of a thousand lakes.
You remember? Like, do you remember the beer Gettleman back in the olden days?
No.
Get Gettleman. That was my dad's. That was when he was in advertising. That was his brainstorm. Get Gettleman.
Get Gettleman. Nice.
All right,
jingle.
You got some interesting stuff from the.
The land of Wisconsin. So, Trek World is underway. And the ominous Trek Death Star is double parked in the skies above Waterloo, Wisconsin. Bothan agents saw what we already knew when they looked at the blueprints of the Death Star. The Farley this year gets two trim levels. The high end gets a Bluto. It's very much like last year's bike, except for the doodads attached, perhaps. They had a little more time to deck it out with Bontrager stuff. So we noticed that there was an increase in 29-plus insurgents groups chatter on the interwebs, mostly relating to a new Bontrager 29-plus tire, codenamed Chupacabra.
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 You see Chupacabra.
These Chupacabras are rumored to be based on the 2015 Hodag fat bike tire. We also received satellite imagery of the Hodag on a carbon wheel that has all the spokes lined up in the center ridge that runs down the middle of the rim. Somebody handed me a note. Yep, these are Bontrager Jackalope carbon rims.
Do you think Keith signed off on that design?
It's the Bontrager Jackalope. That's a
directly.
Lot of syllables, people.
Speak directly.
What kind of wheels are you running? Oh, Bontrager Jackalope.
With a whole Bontrager Jackalope with a whole day.
With the whole day.
No, it kind of flows off the tongue a little bit.
So there are no links on this because it's very secret and we don't need any visits from the Trek secret police. No sign.
If you do want some links in your show notes, we've got a couple more from Bruce the Coast Kid over there in Scotland. Once again, Bruce gets out and rides his fat bikes just like I'm sure all you people do. Check out what he's been up to. And if you write about fat biking on the web, we'd sure like to hear about it. So go ahead and shoot me an email to greg@fatbike.com, and we just might mention your exploits on the show.
And we're going to invite Bruce to the show, every show.
We've invited Bruce to the show. he just hasn't responded.
Until you show up. That's it. Every show. Bruce, hey. Come on down.
You know, the accent.
The price is right.
The accent is worth the price of admission.
Absolutely. We'll email you a beer or something, or a cider, or I'll owe you a long, lingering, uncomfortable man hug.
And we can talk about how you like to cut grass.
Groundskeeper Bruce.
He's a big fat biker, that guy.
So another one of our friends, Joe Cruz, went fat packing in Africa, and that's something that just freaks me out. Since I saw that video of an antelope completely wiping a guy off.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was from South Africa. I don't know what part of Africa this is from, but the pictures are awesome. And Joe is a past photo contest winner at fatbike.com and a world traveler. He's been to the Andes, and now he's in Africa. He likes to dabble in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, only about half of Africa is even... There's all sorts of stuff going on there.
Yeah, you know, the 907 folks just did that Namibia trip where they went all along Western Africa beach and riding belt drive roll-off 907s.
Very cool.
So maybe we'll put that on the link notes as well.
How many months of expenses is that? Because I'd like to go to Africa.
I always think about all the shots you'd have to get and getting shot in the balls with an AK-47. So, speaking of AK-47s, I was talking to Steve over at Sarma USA, and he shared that they have every size and standard fat bike hub ready to ship. 135, 150, 170, 190.
If it's a standard, how come there's four of them?
Because that's the whole beauty, is it's like four-wheel drive.
Each tire is different on your four-wheel drive vehicle.
It sounds wonky, but it's totally tits.
It's great. Those guys are doing a good job of getting stuff that people need at Sarma USA.
Right on. It's an aluminum body hub, imported, sealed cartridge bearing, so down the road you can totally rebuild these things. It's a very important thing with fat bikes. If you beach ride, they take a beating, so...
They take a licking, and they keep on ticking.
Oh.
Cough button.
Gomez just touched his balls and he coughed.
And look left too. So,
they have an XX1 free hub that goes on these hubs.
Ooh, that's nice.
And, well, there's an upcharge for that, of course. Steve also shared that Sarma's 100 millimeter wide carbon Naran rims are shipping.
On the way to your garage?
We should have a set of wheels that will strap on a test bike that I'm very familiar with later on in the week.
Is that so, Otis?
Otis. Otis is maybe going to change his paint job.
Otis is a test bike, y'all.
Testy. So the other question I have is, when I say KTM, you say?
Erotic toys.
Do they make vibrators?
Well, when I think KTM, I think Austria, because it's an Austrian company.
I had a KTM when I was a youth. It was a motocross motorcycle.
Probably orange.
It was, yes, it was. Orange, it had orange components.
Somehow I think of chainsaws as well. And now,
Erotic toys.
No.
Fat bikes.
How silly of you to say that when this is a fat bike oriented show, sir.
Sorry.
We have a link in the show notes from Bike Advisor about the KTM press camp and KTM's new fat rat, and wait for it, kids, whoop, electronic fat e-bike, as opposed to the nuclear fat e-bike, which is in development.
I want a hydrogen fuel cell fat bike myself.
I want one that just goes on my mental feeling of well-being with zero pedaling.
So the 5 minutes a week you have a feeling of well-being, you could get really far.
Exactly. That's why I have to pedal a lot.
Speaking of hydrogen and mental health, have you heard about the Dog Days of Summer photo video secret word contest? Well, this week's secret word is spindle, like the axle in your pedal, or?
Spindle.
Fold. No, fold, what is it?
Fold, spindle.
Fold, spindle.
Or
spindle.
Mutilate.
Or mutilate.
So spindling is just simply the act of twisting the paper. Is that what spindling is? When I know fold, and I know mutilate. I know mutilate really well. You just ask
perhaps
all
putting
the,
it on
just
a
ask
pipe
all the dogs and cats buried in my backyard. I know mutilate.
I know what masticate means.
That comes later.
Yeah. That's chewing. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm going up to the Northwoods and to the pristine beaches of the UP.
So we say adios to Gomez.
I will be sending in some remote reports from the field for the next few broadcasts. But don't worry, Sven's going to be here. He's going to have links for you. He's going to slap you that ass.
We got some guests coming into the studio. We got Gomez live and in person on the teleprompter.
Hologram.
So, felices caminos, amigos.
That means goodbye to Gomez? I don't know. What does it mean? Something about your mother?
That's Happy Trails.
Oh, that's very good. Very good. And that about wraps it up for this week, folks. I want to go ahead and say thanks again to Surly Bikes for being the sponsor of the show. You can check out all the things Surly at surlybikes.com.
Check out that wool, those wool goods. They make awesome wool jerseys. This is time-tested stuff we bought with our own money.
Yes, I've had one for a long time, and it's my go-to. You know, that thing works in stuff from as cold as it gets with a shell over it to 60 degrees. It's comfortable in every condition. It's awesome. I just love my merino wool Surly hoodie.
All right. Later, dudes.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.